Hello, and welcome to Reading the Library Book. My name is Emily, and I am reading to you the library book, chapter by chapter. We are about to hear chapter 12, and now the chapters have names, thanks to you for letting me know that that would be useful and helpful, and they have names. So this one is called The Storeroom. And what do I have to tell you? I don't think anything. I'll just read to you chapter 12. Chapter 12, The Storeroom. The voice said again, "Keep the door open!" We backed up into the door and leaned on it to keep it from closing and looked around. There were stacks of books placed haphazardly around the room. There were towers and towers of them, and they were all rather precariously stacked, as if they'd come toppling down any moment. Johanna Juditha clucked her tongue. "Such disarray," she said, "and in no order whatsoever. What sort of library is this?" At the top of one of the piles, I spotted the book I'd been reading yesterday. "It might really be my library," I said. "All mixed up." Johanna Juditha gasped. I heard a voice say, "Leandra?" And a pair of eyes in a hood peeked around pile of books. "Yes," I said, "it's me." And the pair of eyes came out from behind the tower and turned out to belong to Jalissa, who ran out and hugged me. "Leandra, you're here. I didn't see you all day, and then we didn't see you at the library, and then something happened, and we ended up locked in this crazy room. I'm so glad to see you. What happened to you yesterday?" I said, "I just..." Then from behind the other stacks came Demetrius, Becky, and Svetlana. "Oh, you're here too," I said. I was not exactly happy to see them all. Demetrius came over, patted me on the arm, and said, "Thanks for finding us, Lee. We thought we'd never get out of here." "Yeah," said Svetlana as she smoothed the hair over her forehead. "It has been torture. I have been so bored, I actually started to read a book." Becky glared at me. "Did you do this?" "What?" I said. "Me? No." "Well," said Becky, "you do know the library better than anyone. Who else would have locked us up with all these stupid books? It's either you or your dopey dad." Demetrius put a hand on Becky's shoulder and said, "Come on, you know she couldn't have done that. We were in the children's room, and then suddenly we were here. It was just a bright flash of light, and poof. Also, the librarians were in here with us at first. You saw them, Becky."
"Maybe I did," said Becky.
"And you must have heard them talking before they left, too," he said. "I don't pay attention to what people say," said Becky. "Yeah," said Svetlana. "You are too busy throwing books around, making a ruckus." "You're one to talk, Svetlana," said Becky. "All you've been doing all day is whine about this place not having any mirrors."
"Children," said Johanna Juditha, "what happened to the librarians that were with you?"
"Who are you?" asked Becky.
"This is Johanna Juditha, the music librarian," I said. "But really, where are our librarians? Where are Ms. Derrida and Mr. Rodriguez? And was my dad with them?"
Jalissa, who had been quietly finding a book to stick into the door so it would stay propped open, said, "Your dad wasn't with us. And the librarians kept looking through all the books in here for something, I don't know what, but a man in a rumpled suit came and opened the door and then pulled them out and then locked that door behind them."
"Which is why we're very glad that you didn't let that door close," said Demetrius.
"So," I said, "we found the books, but not the librarians."
"And not the wandering librarians or their libraries either," said Johanna Juditha softly.
"Right," I said. "We keep looking, I guess. Everybody take an armful of books and we'll start getting them out of here."
"Who died and made you boss?" asked Becky.
"I don't know," I said, "but I need to save these books. I traveled so far to find them."
Traveled so far? Asked Demetrius. Aren't we just in the basement of the library?
No, I said. We're, somewhere in Omphalos.
Is that downtown? Asked Jalissa.
I don't think so, I said. It's quite a bit further.
As I got a closer look at the books piled up, I recognized that these had all been in the storeroom downstairs. They were the books that needed repair, or that were being sent on to the book sale. I picked up the one I'd been reading the day before and cradled it in my arm.
And what's a wandering librarian? Asked Alyssa.
We'll explain later. Come on, said Johanna Juditha. We'll show you the ballroom.
Ballroom? Said the other kids,
one right after another. Johanna Juditha led them back through the hallway and into the ballroom. Their mouths fell open as soon as they saw the place.
It's huge, said Demetrius. It's crazy, said Becky. I would go to a dance in here, said Svetlana.
Jalissa was already running around the room looking at everything.
I looked down, and I suddenly noticed that there were titles on the rectangles in the floor, the ones that looked like books. They were all different titles. It looked like the floor was paved with actual books. Not only that, but these were books I recognized. These were books I've read. And then I noticed a funny splotch on interesting facts about porcupines. It caught my eye because I had once read interesting facts about porcupines while eating a beet sandwich, and I got some beet juice on it, and I hadn't been able to clear it off. The little splotch on the floor was in the exact same spot. Just above the little bluebird that my library used to identify its collection. It was the same book. I looked at all the other books nearby, and they all had little bluebirds. These were my library's books, too. I ran around the floor looking for bluebirds. This whole corner of the ballroom floor was made out of my library books. The books in the room where we'd found the kids seemed to only have the books that had been in the storeroom. Everything else was here, in the floor. Nearby, I noticed that all the books had little horses on them, and another corner had little daisies. The music librarian came over and nodded sadly when I explained and said, I feared as much. It looked as though they've built this ballroom out of your books and books of many other libraries. She looked mournfully at the arch we'd walked through. I feel the loss of that book especially. It was the only copy of that score in existence. Now it's a brick in a door. It's all very sad, said Svetlana, who truthfully did not come to our library for the books. But what is the way out?
So that was chapter 12, The Storeroom. And my question for you is, what was your reaction when these kids came back? So we haven't seen them since chapter one. And what did you think is my question for you? Did you remember them? Did you remember things about them?
Did you feel like you needed a reminder of who they were in any way? And what would have been useful, or what I guess. So if you don't remember them from before, let me know that. And if you do remember them, let me know what you remember about them, maybe. So yeah, that's my big question for you about that. And I don't have any recordings to put here at the end for you, I'm sorry to say. So send me some. Send me trailers if you have ideas for a trailer you would make for the podcast or for the book. Send those along. If you have drawings, send them, thoughts, whatever. I would love to hear from you. So the ways to reach me are any way that you have already, and also you can email me at leandralibrary@gmail.com. You can leave a voicemail message at Google Voice, which is 646-847-8758.
You can, now there's a Twitter account for the podcast. So you can tweet to me if you're on Twitter. And that address, that's just a good question. The address is at readingthelibe1. And I think that is all the things. If you would like to read the transcript of what I have been reading, I will post it on the website. And the easiest way to do that is probably to just go to emilyrainbowdavis.com and look under podcasts. But it's emilyrainbowdavis.com/readingthelibrarybook. And just to say thank you all so much for listening and for sending in anything you send in and for being a part of this process. I have been furiously writing some rewrites, and it has been, and I'm doing it because of you. So thank you for, and because I know you're listening. So thank you for helping me proceed. You're the greatest. Until next time. Bye.